I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to see the world always all standing hand in hand. Divine love filling each heart and peace throughout the land. It's the sound I hear, and I'm here to say what the world wants today is the real thing. And I don't mean coke, honey. Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I want to recommend to you that you listen to the song that's in your heart. That's a song that's in my heart, and it's been there since the 70s when they used to sing that, when Coca-Cola used to sing that. And I took creative license with a few of the words. And I recommend that you do that, too, and sing your song. It doesn't matter if you're a singer. It doesn't matter if you sing off-key. What matters is that you sing with all your heart, that you put your heart and soul into what you are and what you have and what you give and what you do, that you put your heart and soul into it. And one of the things I like to say is everything I put my heart and hands to flourishes, prospers, and blooms abundantly and blesses all life everywhere forever. So that is my intention. My intention is that all your dreams do come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. And so that is the intention, that is the goal, that is my vision for the earth, that everyone's dreams come true, that the divine blueprint that is written on our hearts, each one of us, comes forth so that this is a planet that is shining and flourishing and rejoicing, and all life on it is lifted up into that joyous, harmonious, loving celebration which God intended, the divine blueprint. See, in the Course in Miracles it says, God's will for you is perfect happiness, and if you're experiencing anything else, you're refusing to acknowledge God's will for you. And I have really given that some thought. And each of us, as we do and as we are willing to accept perfect happiness, is lifted up and in turn lifts up all life. Because we are a hologram. We are one mind. We are one heart. We are one as God created us. One being of divine love. That is the truth about us. So today I want to talk to you about appreciation and acknowledgement. And they're two of the most important tools you can have in your toolbox for having your dreams come true. They are so important, I can't stress them enough. Appreciation and acknowledgement. Now, these are not airy-fairy things. These are scientifically proven tools that assist you in creating what your heart desires. I saw Carolyn Miss speak, and she's the noted medical intuitive. and she gets very definite impressions about the state of people's health, and if there is any kind of disease or disturbance in the body, she gets very definite information about where this originated. She'll get impressions of childhood experiences or decisions. And one of the things she was saying, this is so interesting, is about how people lose power, how they lose and drain their power. And one of the ways that they drain their power the most is by criticizing and judging. And that means criticizing and judging another, or criticizing and judging ourselves, or just criticizing and judging a situation. And she said, you can feel your body when you're criticizing that you are depleting it. You're pulling out power. And she says, if everyone has a bank account, where if you're, say, if you get $50 worth of energy every day in your bank account, and you're criticizing and judging, you're going into emotional debt, and that means that you're, when you're criticizing and judging, that you're maybe putting out $200 worth of energy, and that sooner or later, that has to take a toll on your cells and organs. You can borrow for a while, but then that will start to take its toll on your cells and organs. And so what is the opposite of criticism and judgment? It is acknowledgement and appreciation, and it is praise, love, and gratitude. Now, praising, you can praise things in a negative way by judging and criticizing them. And if you watch yourself, the way you feel when you're judging and criticizing someone or something, it's like digging a deep, dark hole and going deeper and deeper and deeper into it. Now, when you're acknowledging, when you're praising, when you're appreciating, you are raising your emotional barometer. You are raising your sights. You are actually giving yourself a gift if you're appreciating someone or something. See, you can have a giant vase of the most beautiful flowers in the world, and if you aren't appreciating them, if you aren't giving praise, love, and gratitude for them, if you're not acknowledging them, you haven't given them to yourself. I have seen so many people in a marriage with somebody they really, really loved, and they focused all the time on the things that they were angry about, you know, since 1942, instead of the things that were done for them. You know, like somebody just notices you're working at your desk and brings you a bowl of soup. Not asked for, just volunteered, something to make you comfortable. And so many people just ignore that. But if you do the slightest little thing wrong, if there's a dent in the car, look out, America. You know, and that's really too bad because, you know, in the very boot camp of enlightenment, my husband and I and our children were in the boot camp of enlightenment. That's the S training. And it was very tough. It was very tough. Well, one of the things that Werner said was, what you acknowledge, you get more of. What you focus on expands. And I have noticed that all of the very fine teachers that I have had, including when I started receiving information inwardly from Ascended Masters, has been the same. What you acknowledge, you get more of, and what you focus on expands. It is very, very, very important to focus on what you want and to appreciate and acknowledge it. Now, Tony Robbins says, if you're going to have a complaint about somebody, if you're going to criticize something, if you're going to send back some merchandise, whatever it is, the first thing you do is give thanks for all the things that work, all the things that you appreciate, all the things you work that work in that situation with that person. And then you say, and this is something I would like to change. But your focus is still on the appreciation and the acknowledgement. And you're acknowledging that person that you're asking your help with in changing something. You're acknowledging their divinity by appreciating them. Everything there is to appreciate and love is the goodness and the perfection and the constructive activity of our I Am Presence, God in us, the one mind. When you're criticizing someone, you're actually criticizing God's expression in them instead of seeing them as the perfect expression of God. Now, what we're all interested in bringing forth on this planet now is the second coming, the real second coming. And what that means is everyone, every life stream on this planet, it acknowledges themselves and knows themselves as the Christ consciousness. This is the thing that Christ meant when he said, these things that I do shall you do, and also greater things shall you do. That means all of us will realize there will be a giant epiphany on this planet in which all of us realize who we truly are, where we remember the beings that we were, the unlimited, Christed beings that we were when we came forth into manifestation and physical reality on the earth plane from the great central sun. We were perfect. We were pure expressions of God. We had all powers. We were able to use those powers to bring forth food or shelter or clothing or anything that we desired instantly. Instantly, we could create what we desired in our hands, our use, our experience. And then we forgot. And then we forgot. And we started looking to outer things. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of how appreciation and acknowledgement works miracles. Because it is my intention that your life be a life of daily miracles, victories, celebrations, that you rise every day filled with joy because your dreams are fulfilled. There's this decree that I love to do. I am happy, fulfilled, and inspired beyond words to describe. I am happy, fulfilled, and inspired beyond words to describe. It just thrills me to say that. And I recommend that you start saying some things like that about yourself. And if they seem not true at first, you recognize that when you command in the name of your I Am Presence, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was law. That means your word is law in your world. If you start using I Am decrees consciously, that means you're calling on the part of you that is one with God, and you're writing a check on the universe, and it will be cashed. Now, if you say some things negatively with the words I Am, I would very seriously recommend that you stop doing that. In fact, that you make a decree that all negative things that you have said with the word I am be consumed and dissolved and returned to the nothingness from which they came. And that you start saying words that are positive and uplifting and praising and acknowledging God in you. You are a work of creative genius. Your eyes continually do like 15 trillion processes a second so that you can tell yellow from green. So that you notice the slightest movement out of the corner of your eye. So that at the same time, you are digesting your food, sending nourishment all over your body, remembering to beat your heart, all of that. All of those things are done for you out of creative divine intelligence. And you are able to tap into that intelligence anytime you want. It's like tuning your radio to a different station. There are different vibrations and frequencies. If you want to tune into Ascended Master Perfection, start using appreciation and acknowledgement. Now, I want to give you some examples. I know of a woman who was vastly overweight. I think she weighed about 400 pounds. And she had numerous health problems and she had to have surgery. And on the operating table, she actually died. And when she went into the light, she was told, "Carol, you must come back and you must teach people to love and appreciate their bodies." And she was given this very simple process to do, and she was told, "You will teach this." And so she started doing it herself. When she was in the hospital, she started doing it herself. And what the process was, very, very, very simple. That after bathing, put lotion all over your whole body, and as you are doing it, thank and bless each part of your body. Like you say, thank you to your fingers, thank you the way you pick up things, thank you the way you take care of me and obey my commands and reach out for things and hold things up, and thank your arms. And thank your legs and your feet and your toes for taking you where you want to go. Thank your stomach. Tell it you love it. Thank you for digesting your food. Thank your heart. Each part of your body, just love it and thank it and bless it as you're putting lotion on your body once a day. It takes 5 minutes. So right away, immediately, she lost 130 pounds, and many of her health problems disappeared within 1 month. So after she regained her health and was feeling better, she continued to lose weight, and she started doing these workshops where she taught people to do this one thing. And every week they would come back with miracles. I stopped having headaches. I lost 10 pounds. My hay fever went away. People had miracle after miracle after miracle. Almost everyone who was overweight lost a considerable amount of weight. There were miracle healings of so-called incurable diseases with this lady. And I am very sorry, I can't think of her last name. I just know that she did workshops through the Reunion Center in Pleasant Hill, California, and Dolphin Dream in Walnut Creek, California. That's the most information I can give you if you want to contact her. But you don't need to contact her. If you want to do this process, just it's the simplest, most nurturing, sweetest thing you can do for yourself when you get out of the bathtub. And you know what a lot of people do is they spend all day criticizing their bodies. You know, one of the things I'm convinced makes people fat is feeling fat. Have you ever noticed if you feel fat, you start to gain weight? This is, and so it's like the opposite of beating yourself up. You're just telling your body, thank you so much. Thank you for housing my beautiful spirit. Thank you for taking me where I want to go. Thank you for serving me day and night, all the time, to be an embodiment on this planet. This is a very great privilege to be an embodiment on this planet, especially at this time. You are going to be seeing miracle after miracle. And what's really good is if you choose yourself to be a miracle on the planet. If you choose yourself to be a miracle worker on the planet. You know, Craig Russell says this thing, you can either be a light on the planet or a shadow. Which do you choose to be? I choose to be a light. I choose to spread the light. And I choose to be an encourager of all that is constructive in everyone. So one of the ways you can do appreciation and acknowledgement, and I love to do this. I just love to, it's not even that I do it as a discipline or something. I do this because the appreciation, the acknowledgement, wells up out of my heart. And I'll see someone beautiful, or someone wearing something beautiful, or someone doing something great, and I just tell them, that is the greatest. I love that. You look so beautiful. Or, I love it that you said that. Thank you so much. That was a gift to me. See, because what everyone wants more than anything is to be a gift to all life on this planet. And I have worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and I know this. The layer below all other things that people are working on is that they want to be a gift. And the best thing that you can do for people is let them know they are a gift. Now, to me, I love beauty. I love beauty. I keep flowers around every place all the time. And the first thing when I go into a room, my eye goes right to the flowers. Now, to me, this is a beauty secret. The more you focus on beauty in other people, in yourself, in the environment, the more beauty you have, like a bank account of beauty in yourself. It makes you more beautiful to focus on beauty. So, if I see someone with beautiful legs, I'll say to them, if I had those legs, I'd wear shorts when it snowed. Those are the most gorgeous legs I've ever seen. And, you know, I had a really touching experience one day with a lady. She almost cried because I said to her she had beautiful legs. She said, no one's ever said that to me before. I said, are you kidding? It's because they think you know. And have you ever noticed that the people don't give beautiful women compliments because they think they'll get a big head or they think they know? And Do you know, I've worked mostly with women in my life, and the number one thing that women have beat themselves up about is feeling ugly and fat. And that's just, you know, we've been sort of culturally programmed to do that, to focus on the flaws in us. And the more we focus on the flaws, the less our true beauty is available to us. This lady that I told her she had such beautiful legs, I could tell that no one had ever really connected with her before. No one had ever taken the time to just appreciate her and say, wow, aren't you something? That's so important. And if you ever notice that sometimes somebody will compliment you on something and you didn't know it was there. You didn't even know it was there. Nobody ever appreciated that about you before. But after that, it becomes more a part of you. And that's so important, to give yourself the things you appreciate about yourself. Give yourself the things you appreciate about yourself, but also give yourself the things you appreciate about others. See, it's been kind of a national pastime in this country to criticize ourselves and put ourselves down. And this is a very strange thing to me. It's very strange. One of my very great teachers, Cherie Carter Scott, who's written a couple best-selling books, If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, I think that's one of her books. They're bestsellers. They're New York Times bestsellers. And my husband and I and our children had a wonderful opportunity to work with her closely in the 70s. And Cherie said, the mind is like a little child. It is, and if it doesn't get positive attention, it starts to beat you up. And so one of the things she said to do is very important, is to acknowledge yourself every day, to do written acknowledgments. And the first thing that I noticed when I started doing written acknowledgments was that I was only willing to count things that I did for other people. I wasn't willing to acknowledge myself for things that I did for myself. And I thought, now that's bogus. That's bull. That doesn't work. And so I started to include myself and treat myself the way I did other people. And so I would acknowledge myself for buying myself flowers. I would acknowledge myself for giving myself a facial. I would acknowledge myself because I got such a great haircut. I would acknowledge myself because I was on time. See, have you ever noticed how it could just wreck your day if you're late to something, but you'll be on time 99 times out of 100 and you never gave yourself credit for one thing, not one time for being on time. And the natural inclination there, and I've worked with so many people that will say, well, that's my job to be on time. Sweetheart, you are on time. Give yourself a gold star. Give yourself a gold star for everything. Notice yourself. Notice you, how much you strive. Bring goodness to your life and to everyone around you. Notice that. You are a beautiful being, and you deserve to be treated with honor and respect and acknowledgement and appreciation. You deserve that from yourself. So, those are two things I would recommend you do. One is, do some written acknowledgments every day. Acknowledge yourself for all the steps. You know, maybe all your projects aren't completed. I always have like a to-do list, but I can't even find all my to-do lists, you know. And I'll acknowledge myself because I get something done that didn't even make it to the list yet. So I recommend that you acknowledge yourself and that every day when you bathe, you put lotion on every part of your body and thank it and bless it and love it. Okay. I read one of Catherine Ponder's books. And I've read almost all of Catherine Ponder's books, and I really recommend them. But I think this one was in The Dynamic Power of Healing. And healing, to heal is to make happy. So anything that's not working in our lives is something that's requiring healing. And so she shares a story of this lady who was out of work, and she had tons of bills. They were about to turn off her electricity. She couldn't pay her mortgage. And she had clothes in her closet that she hadn't worn yet, and she owed money on. And the appearance was she was in a lot of trouble. She read one of Catherine Ponder's books, and it said, "Praise your bills." And so she went. She picked up all of her bills, and you know it required some muscle. And she said, "I praise these bills as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty." And then she went into the clothes in the closet that weren't. That weren't paid for, and she said, "I praise these clothes as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty." And then she went and turned on the lamp when they were about to turn off the power, and she said, "I praise this light as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty." And then they were about to foreclose on her house, and she went and put her hands on all the walls and the doors, and she said, "I praise this house as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty." And she did that for about 45 minutes. She just, everything, her car that she couldn't make the payments on, she went out and said, and put her hands on the car and said, "I praise this car as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty." In 45 minutes, she was interrupted with a call giving her a job that paid for all of those things. She was actually given some advance money to do this job, and everything was paid. It's very scientific. Praise, love, and gratitude, acknowledgement, and appreciation are all closely bound together. And what you're really doing is praising God for everything that happens in your life. And you are appreciating what you have. You know how children and dogs are so happy? You know, it says in the Bible to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become as a little child. Look how happy a child is when they're going to go have an ice cream cone or go for a ride in the car or get a comic book, you know, or go to the park or go to the beach. You know how much time you've spent as an adult being miserable with those things that made you so happy and as a child? You know why? Because you weren't appreciating and acknowledging and praising and giving thanks for them. There is widespread use of antidepressants in this country and in the world, which are very, very, very dangerous. They attack the physical body, and people have been using them in record numbers. And the answer to that is praise, love, and gratitude. The answer to that is you have seen how depressed you can get in a short amount of time by focusing on the things you don't want, feeling bad about the things that aren't the way you want them yet. if you start focusing on giving praise, love, and gratitude, acknowledgement, and appreciation, you will be lifted up beyond your wildest dreams. Just when you give praise, love, and gratitude for one thing, your state of being starts changing. Your body starts changing. Things start to flow. Things start going your way. Oh, before I forget, I have 3 copies of the movie The Secret that I would like to give away to the first 3 people who email today. And the email address is miracleshp@yahoo.com. Now, if you don't know about this movie, it's a miracle working process. It's about changing your focus to what you choose to create. And it's very powerful. If you have not seen it, I would recommend that you see it and email me if you would like a copy of The Secret at miracleshp@yahoo.com. Also, I have 3 free copies of The Magic Story. Now, The Magic Story is a very good companion to The Secret movie. I don't know what to say about it. It's one of those jewels from the 50s. It's a metaphysical jewel. It's a handbook for creating what you want. And it's very small, and it's filled with light. It's also very subtle. It's something to read 3, 4, 5, 2, or 7 times. So I really recommend that. Now, I want to go back to appreciation and acknowledgement. When you start to give genuine, loving compliments to people, really appreciating them, and just doing it spontaneously, not expecting anything in return, not wanting anything in return, all kinds of miracles happen. You really are giving a gift of great light. You are appreciating God's handiwork. And you are becoming an encourager. And people need encouragement. They need to know they're doing good. They need to know they're appreciated. They need to know they are seen. They need to know they are loved. And you can be in the process of being one of those who gives that. And it's a joyous activity to give that. Now, also be prepared, because some people won't take compliments. They won't take appreciation. I've said to people something like how beautiful they are before, and it's like I gave them a hot potato that they just dropped on the floor. That's okay. Even though they didn't accept it right then, and it's an awkward situation. Like sometimes I have felt really like a fool and really embarrassed because I've done that. And yet, it's planted a seed. And I'm not sorry that I did it. I did it for me, because the appreciation, the acknowledgement, the appreciation for that beauty wells up in my heart. And if I don't say it, if I just hold it in, it's like I had this beautiful gift and I didn't give it. I just hoarded it. And so I want to be in the process of giving for me, because it makes me happy. It's uplifting and exalting to me. And as I'm doing it, I'm actually praising God within. I'm saying, yay, God. Look at what you did. Look at the beauty that you created. I am so happy I get to see that. Sometimes I'll say something to someone like, wow, that's the most beautiful jacket, that color. Oh, my gosh, I love it. And they'll say, oh, thank you. And I'll say, thank you for letting me see it. Thank you for sharing that with me. I got to see that. See, I think it's so important to be a contribution to the environment. So when I go someplace, I do my best to look good, to do the most with what I have to work with. And I do that because I want to contribute to the beauty of the environment. I want to smell good. I want to look good. I want to leave smiles in my wake. I want people to feel better because I was there. I want people to appreciate themselves and love themselves more because I passed by there. And if you look in your heart of hearts, that is what you want more than anything else. So I would encourage you to give that to yourself. Just try it. Let me know. Let me know what you discover. I'm interested to know. Let's see. There was something else I wanted to talk about appreciation and acknowledgement. So important. I can't say enough how important it is. And I can't say enough that, oh, I know. Many years ago, I took a workshop with Lisa de Longchamp, and she channeled the Ascended Master Guides. And the workshop was about happiness. And her guide said that there is only one cause for unhappiness, and that is ingratitude. And I have tried this on a thousand ways. I've thought about it almost every day since 20 years ago when I took that workshop. And at that time, I used to get up some mornings and I would just be grumpy, you know, and I'd just be, oh no, it's a Monday morning, I don't want to do, you know, I had this list of stuff I didn't want to do, and I've gotten much wiser now. My day is filled with things I do want to do and I can't wait to get to. It's much different because I am happy, fulfilled, and inspired beyond words to describe. So, but at that time, I remember I was just cranky. I just got up on the wrong side of the bed, and I went in the kitchen. And I was all cranky, and I started to get sugar for the cereal for my kids, and of course now I wouldn't give them sugar at all. But you know, that was then. This is now, and I went to get sugar out of the sugar bowl, and there wasn't any in there. And so then I went to get some out of the canister and put it in the sugar bowl, and I spilled it on the floor, and I'm walking around in sugar, and that made me really cranky. And all of a sudden, I thought of that workshop. The only cause of unhappiness is ingratitude. And I went, well, wait a minute. Yesterday, I was completely out of sugar. I didn't have any sugar at all. And now there's sugar in the canister because I remembered to get some. And so I'm going to be grateful for sugar. And then I noticed, as soon as I was grateful for the sugar, I said, oh, wow, I have this beautiful husband and these adorable children. And I'm so grateful that I have them. And I noticed that the birds were singing. And it was a beautiful day. And I went, wow, if I'm grateful for this day, I am giving it to myself. If I am grateful for hearing the birds sing, I am happy. If I am grateful for my children and what a gift they are, I am happy. So I want you to try this. Just give praise, love, and gratitude. And so then I gave praise, love, and gratitude. There was sugar on the floor. And when you start giving praise, love, and gratitude, things transform. And you know why? Because your attention is not on the appearance world. Thing in the Bible that says you cannot serve two masters means you cannot serve the appearance world and the world of your I am presence of God. When you're giving praise, love, and gratitude for whatever the appearance is, it must transform and become something better. Now, I have stories about this. It's very scientific. My husband is a champion at giving praise, love, and gratitude. I mean, he can remember praise, love, and gratitude in the worst situations and turn them into miracles, and I mean it. He, in his business, he has had a whole lot of trucks, and he had an appointment for one of the trucks. He was supposed to drop it off to be worked on, and he forgot until 2 o'clock in the morning. And so he said, we got to go over there and drop the truck off. So I'm following him over, and the truck is overheating, and it's up to like 200 degrees, and he starts giving praise, love, and gratitude, and he's going, thank you, God, thank you, God. And he's thinking, you know, we're probably going to be sitting on the side of the road with this stupid truck, and he's going, well, thank you, God, for that. If that's what we need to do, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And as he's giving praise, love, and gratitude, the needle dropped back down to the normal temperature. Now, that doesn't even make sense. And it does show the Lord works in mysterious ways. And it works because your attention is not on the problem. Your attention is on the source of all good. Now, you will see this message. It is everywhere. If you've ever read The Power of Constructive Thought by Emmett Fox, which I very, very much recommend you do read, he gives something called the 7-day mental diet and the golden key. And the golden key is about anything that you start thinking of that is something you don't want. Anything you're worried about, anything you don't like in your life, anything you want to change. As soon as you start thinking about that, you change that to thoughts of God, to anything you know about God. You know, you can just start with God is good. God is light. God is happiness. God is joy. God is love. Whatever you think about God, put those thoughts in its place. And the 7-day mental diet is the most strenuous diet anybody has ever been on. You don't let your thoughts land on anything negative. And you golden key. You use the golden key. You think thoughts of God in that place. And people have manifested, I have manifested all sorts of miracles using those keys. They are powerful, and you are acknowledging then what you want more of. And what you want more of is the perfection of God. Now, when people say, you know, when something horrible happens and people say it's God's will, I don't believe that at all. God's will for you is perfect happiness. And when you learn to use these tools, when you learn to master your mind, when you learn to focus on the things that you want, when you learn praise, love, and gratitude, you will be doing miracles beyond anything that you can now imagine. it is more important. I cannot stress to you how important it is, but see how also simple it is. Not easy, but simple. They don't call it mastery for nothing. Now, about 25 years ago, I read this book called From Prison to Praise, which said this: giving praise, love, and gratitude for everything that happens, no matter what it is, and how that turns things into miracles. And I did it for 3 days and forgot about it. However, since that time, I have manifested a group of people, friends, where we and my husband, where we support each other in remembering to give praise, love, and gratitude. In giving praise, love, and gratitude for everything that happens, your life becomes a series of miracles. I had a bill one time for over $500,000 that I had no way of paying. I can't even explain this to you. And my husband and I gave praise, love, and gratitude for that. And pretty soon we got a notice in the mail. There wasn't even any explanation. It said, "This, your part of this, your financial responsibility in this is $922. Now, that was something we could deal with. $500,000 wasn't. I really recommend that you try this. So, I want to go back over. Instead of criticizing and judging, you're going to praise and acknowledge and uplift and encourage. Every day when you get out of the bathtub, you're going to put lotion on every part of your body and praise it and love it and give thanks for it. You're going to appreciate other people. You're going to, all those compliments that have been lodged in your throat, you're going to give them away, even if it's embarrassing. Now, I'm not talking about flattery. I'm not talking about things you don't truly appreciate. I'm not talking about giving a compliment while you're looking for a compliment. I am talking about giving true appreciation as glad, free gifts of love, no strings attached. It will uplift you, and it will uplift the person you're giving it to. Now, one of the things Wayne Dyer says is that when someone does an act of kindness for someone else, it raises the endorphin levels in the person who is performing the act of kindness, in the person who's receiving it, and also anyone else that witnesses it or hears about it. See how important that is? That is so important, because what you want to do on this planet is be a miracle worker, be an encourager, be the light, be a sun presence of joy. You want to walk through this world making it a better place with everything you do. You know, my grandmother gave me a very great appreciation and acknowledgement when I was about 12 years old, and I didn't even realize this. She said, we went to church one time, and she said, "Iris, they love it when you go to church because you're always smiling, and by the time you leave, everybody is smiling." I was smiling because I loved seeing the beauty. I loved the outfits. I loved that people were there to worship God. That wasn't even a thing that I noticed about myself. So you are here to be joyful, my darling. Nothing is more important than that you feel good. The tools I have given you today will make you feel good. The other thing you're going to do is any place you feel that there's lack in your life, you're going to praise it as the perfect creative expression of divine abundance and bounty. And you will see miracles in your life. Now, I hope you will let me know your miracles. I hope you will email me with your miracles or call the show. And I want to wrap it up now. We've been closing late every week and inconveniencing Dawn. So I want to tell you thank you with all my heart for sharing this hour with me. It is my great privilege and joy to be able to share with you. And we will be back on Monday with Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True here on bbsradio.com. Please tell your friends. Please let people know. And also, please let people know everything that works for you. Everything, what you acknowledge, you strengthen. What you share, you strengthen. And so that's why I do things like give away copies of The Secret Movie, tell you about books I've read, tell you about things, tools that work, because every one of us that starts using these things makes the world a better place. I also want to recommend that you learn about the violet flame, that you ask the violet flame to teach you of itself and to transform your life. And thank you for being with me here today. It is my fondest, deepest, truest heart's desire that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. And I will be with you next Monday at 2. Until then, happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, children, and yee-haw!